Little Alfred, who was serving as the official tracker on this expedition, led us across the creek. Drover and I followed. I waded through the water. Drover hopped across because, well, he doesn't like water. He reminded me of a grasshopper, the way he hopped around. On the south bank, I returned to the interrogation. Let's see, where were we?
Counting cornbread, I think.
No, I said that the cornbread didn't count.
Yeah, arithmetic is tough.
Speaking of ticks, I haven't seen any lately.
No, it's winter.
Exactly. We walked along in silence. Nice day.
Yeah, it's starting to snow again.
That's true, which explains why all these snowflakes are falling from the sky. Another long silence. Drover, I have a feeling that something has happened to this conversation.
I wonder what it could be.
I'm not sure. I just have this feeling. Okay, I've got it. We were doing a workup on the bus. I waited for him to pick it up from there. You do remember the bus, don't you?
Well, not really. What bus?
The bus, Drover. The bus that came through the ranch just a short while ago.
I'll be darned. What did it look like?
Well, let's see. It had 8 wheels, as I recall, and it was big, a huge bus, red, bright red.
I'll be darned. Was anyone on it?
Well, let's see here. That's an obvious question. Funny how you don't notice those details in the midst of a driver. There must have been a driver, Drover.
Hello?
What?
Someone called my name.
I stuck my nose in the runt's face and gave him some fangs to look at. I called your name. Is it possible that your mind had wandered, that you weren't listening to my description of the... Wait a minute. Why am I describing the bus?
Well, I don't know.
You're the one who saw the stupid bus, so you ought to be the one describing it.
I'll be darned.
We came to a halt. I stared into the great emptiness of his eyes. You did see a bus, didn't you?
Well, I don't think so. What would a bus be doing out here on the ranch?
Drover, sometimes I couldn't find the words to express the scrambled feeling in my head, so I started walking again. I caught up with Little Alfred. I threw myself into the task of following the trail. I had to do something to clear the fog out of my brain. Here he came, padding along and snapping at an occasional snowflake.
What are you doing, Hank?
I'm working, Drover, doing my job, following tracks.
Oh, good.
He stared down at the trail.
Are those bus tracks?
My head shot up, and I fixed him with a gaze of coldest steel. Okay, that's it. That's all I can stand. Drover, I have no choice but to put you on report for the rest of the day. You get 3 shame on yous, and I forbid you ever to say the word bus again. He hung his head.
Gosh, what if I see one? What will I call it?
Call it a sub. That's bus backwards.
What if I see a sub?
Call it a tub.
That doesn't make much sense.
No, and neither do you, so hush. We continued along in silence for a full 10 seconds. Then he said,
"They don't look like sub tracks to me."
Hush! At last, he hushed, and I was able to concentrate. I mean, after trying to carry on an intelligent conversation with Drover, I had just about lost all my bearings and marbles. Talk to Drover sometime and see if you don't lose your marbles. He's a very strange dog, and I mean very strange. Where was I? I didn't know where I was. Standing at a bus stop, waiting for a submarine, counting cornbread, tracking a washtub. I didn't know what was going on. Boy, at last I returned to my senses and began to realize that Little Alfred had led us quite a distance from the house. Not only had we crossed Wolf Creek, but we had crossed a barbed wire fence and were now in Parnell's bull pasture, just east of the dark, enchanted forest. I began to feel uneasy about this. In the first place, Alfred hadn't told his ma where he was going. In the second place, A bull pasture was not my favorite place to be. It contained bulls, don't you see? And in the third place, if this snow kept up, it would cover our tracks. And if anything bad happened, well, you know me. I began to worry. Remember, I'm in charge of kids. Years ago, I took the solemn cowdog oath, which included the part, "We'll protect and defend all little children against snakes, monsters, and crawling things." You know what? I've been known to goof off at times, but on this matter of protecting the kids, hey, there are no days off, no foolishness, no compromise. I was in charge of Alfred's safety, and I was getting a little uneasy. I let him know what I was thinking, but he didn't listen.
"Just a little more, Hanky. See where the twacks go?"
My eyes followed the line of Eddie's footprints. They went straight to, an old abandoned house. The windows were boarded up. The front door hung open, and the roof above the porch was about to fall down. It looked pretty creepy, to tell you the truth, and what was that? I'd heard a sound, something banging in the wind. Yes, there it was again, same sound. Alfred's eyes were pretty wide by this time.
"Do you reckon it's a haunted house, Hanky?"
I tried to ignore the cold chills that began skating down my backbone and went all the way out to the end of my tail. Haunted house? Well, I sure didn't know about that, and I sure didn't want to know about it either. It seemed to me that this would be a very good time to head back to the ranch. I mean, with the snow and everything. Alfred began creeping towards the porch. Well, the boy had nerve, I had to give him that. And since I was in charge of kids, I couldn't just stand there and let him... Have we discussed haunted houses? I don't like them, never have. Your average haunted house looks creepy and sounds creepy. But the creepiest part of all is that most haunted houses are haunted. And we're talking about ghosts and skeletons and bats. I've got no use for a bat. And spiders and witches and pirates, Egyptian mummies, frankincense monsters, and all kinds of discombobulated spirits. Is that any place for a normal, healthy dog? No, sir. Show me a haunted house, fellers, and I'll show you the way home. Only little Alfred seemed determined to go inside, and I kind of wished he wouldn't. He began creeping towards the front porch. What could I do but creep along behind him? But then, all of a sudden, and out of nowhere, I heard this strange whispering voice. Holy smokes, the hair on my back stood straight up, and I whirled around to face. Okay, false alarm. I had more or less forgotten. Drover, how many times have I told you not to creep up behind me when I'm creeping up on a house?
I don't know.
Well, I don't either, but don't do it. You give me the creeps.
Yeah, I've got them too, and I don't like them. Hank!
What?
This old leg of mine is starting to hurt, and you know what? I don't like the looks of that house.
That's fine, Drover. If that house could talk, it would probably say that it doesn't like your looks either. Everything works out for the best.
I don't want to go in there.
Great. Stand out here and wait for that bus you were talking about.
All by myself? Hank, I'm scared. Are you?
Scared? Not at all. You see, Drover.
Yikes!
What was that strange screeching sound? All at once, I forgot Drover and his foolish fears and whirled around to face the attack of...